Bueno, pues damas y caballeros, continuamos con la programación. En el teléfono tenemos a nada menos que a Rachel Bluth. How you doing, Rachel?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on.
And you are a reporter, writer for California Healthline. Is that correct?
It is. I am.
Okay. Oh, I like that. It is. I am. You're the most funnest person that I've talked to from this particular group, and I failed to call you an hour ago, and I apologize for that.
No problem at all.
See, you're nice. I told you it was nice. Well, anyway, we're going to talk about number 14. Is that right?
Yeah, I can talk about 14. I've also done a little bit of reporting on some of the health aspects of Prop 22. So, yeah, either way or both, I'm ready
wow.
For either.
Health aspects of number 22. I like that. Bueno, damas y caballeros, vamos a hablar sobre dos proposiciones. Ustedes han de saber que hemos estado tratando de darles información imparcial, imparcial de las proposiciones que ya vienen. Ya el martes vamos a votar. Esta vamos a hablar de la proposición 14 y luego la 22. So tell us, first of all, what you have to say about Proposition 14. What was your article about? What did you find? What can we tell our fabulous audience?
Well, Prop 14 is a bond measure to ask Californians to float some bonds to debt fund the California Institute of Regenerative Medicine, which is this huge state-run institute to study stem cells and their possible uses for cures. This is not the first time that Californians have been asked to fund CIRM, the institute. The first time this appeared on the ballot was in 2004, Prop 71, and voters authorized $3 billion. This time around for Prop 14, they're asking for another $5.5
billion. Billion as in BB. As in B as in boy. Hello?
Say that again?
And we're talking about billion.
Yes. Yeah, billion not, with a B.
Yeah, with a B yes. As in boy. Okay, perfecto. Y damas y caballeros, obviamente, ¿verdad? Estamos hablando de la proposición número 14 y la idea aquí es de que se nos está pidiendo si vamos a autorizar 5 billones de dólares, damas y caballeros, para que se haga ciertas experimentaciones con las células madre, ¿ok? Ustedes han de recordar que en el año 2004 ya habíamos aprobado otra y en aquella ocasión se le otorgó 3 billones de dólares para hacer esta clase de experimentación. So, what does this mean exactly that they want to do when they say that they want to investigate and do some experimentation with stem cells?
So, stem cells are, if you're not familiar, a very unique kind of cell that can be manipulated to do a lot of different things. A skin cell can only be skin. A stem cell can be a lot. So there's a lot of possibilities here that people have talked about. CIRM initially said that stem cells were going to be used to investigate cures for Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or HIV. That hasn't quite worked out yet. This research takes a very long time, and it's incredibly expensive. They've had a little bit of success so far with certain cancers, certain kidney diseases, paralysis, types of blindness, and they've had some good luck with bubble baby disease, which are, you know, babies born with really compromised immune systems. So there's a lot of potential for cures and treatments. But in the past 16 years, not a lot of those have come out of CIRM yet.
Wow, pues qué interesante, ¿no? Porque la dama me dice que ya tenemos 16 años trabajando con estas células madre, stem cells, y que, pues francamente, habían prometido, ¿verdad?, que iban a hacer algún trabajo con Parkinson's disease, HIV, Alzheimer's, precisamente con parálisis, o sea, hasta con las personas que se quedan ciegas. Pero dice ella que después de tantos años no hemos visto tanto progreso, con la excepción de lo que se llama bubble baby or baby bubble disease, una enfermedad en la cual los babies tienen que mantenerse básicamente en una burbuja, perdón. Okay, so now when you do this reporting, you really don't want to come up with a conclusion or a yes or a no, correct? You just kind of like look at the highlights on both sides, or what is it? What did you come up with?
Yeah, you know, it's really not my job to tell anybody how to vote, and this is a super complicated issue, but it sort of boils down to how much do we value funding this kind of research. Some of this research happens at the federal level, but after the feds, California is the biggest funder of research in the world for stem cell research. So without this money, advocates say that they won't be able to do this kind of research or find these kind of cures. Other people say there's plenty of money at the federal level. But the problem is, stem cells can be a little controversial because the people who oppose abortion sometimes oppose using stem cells because they're made from embryos.
Absolutely. All stem cells are made from embryos?
Usually they come from embryos that were meant for IVF, but weren't needed, and then were donated to be used for research. So because they're controversial, sometimes the federal government doesn't want to fund stem cell research. When CIRM was first created, it was during the George W. Bush administration, and that administration was not funding stem cell research. So California had to. Since then, policies have changed. Stem cell research is funded at the federal level, but people in favor of CIRM will tell you that that could change.
Okay, perfectamente bien explicado. La dama nos platica, damas y caballeros, que obviamente yo le pregunto, ¿verdad?, que si cuando ella se pone a estudiar estas proposiciones, la idea es de salir con un yes o un no. Ella me dice que no, que ella no quiere decirle a nadie cómo votar, pero que aquí el dilema es de que algunas personas están diciendo que el gobierno federal debería de encargarse de esta clase de experimentación con células madres, ¿ok? Pero hay una gran controversia, obviamente, porque en algunos momentos el gobierno federal ya no pudo ni quiso hacer esta clase de inversión y California tuvo que ser el inversionista. California es el estado que más gasta, aparte del gobierno federal, en esta clase de experimentación e investigación. Entonces ella me dice que la gran controversia está en que estas células madres vienen de embrios, damas y caballeros, y que pues obviamente eso es bastante controversial porque se trata, ¿verdad?, de embrios que han sido donados por personas que llevan a cabo pues un término de la gestación, o sea, un aborto. Y esto, pues, obviamente, es bastante controversial. All righty, then. Is there anything else we can say about this before we go to number 22?
Yeah. I mean, the kind of basic research that California funds, then, if it's promising, goes off and big pharmaceutical companies will pick up the rest of the research, and then they're the ones who tend to make a profit off of it. So cures or treatments are maybe coming out of, you know, California tax dollars, but ultimately the profits tend to stay with the pharmaceutical companies. A little bit of royalties will come back to the state. And under Prop 14, some of those royalties would be used to help people pay for these medications if they can't afford themselves.
Bueno, muy interesante, ¿verdad? Porque le digo algo más que, pues, digamos, de la 14 antes de irnos a la 22. Y ella me dice que, básicamente, ese es dinero público que se utiliza para hacer esta clase de investigaciones. Pero que, obviamente, las farmacéuticas, Big Pharma, las farmacéuticas son las que van a beneficiar del dinero que se gane. Le dejan un porcentaje al estado y ese dinero se utiliza para comprar medicinas para algunas personas que no las pueden comprar, pero de otra manera, ¿verdad? Pues obviamente estamos hablando de dinero que se va a invertir de esta manera. Bueno.